Holding true to its responsibilities, members of the ASCC have brought attention to alleged incompetence of ASCC student director Holly Bogdanovich. An extensive 5-month absence without representation to the students of the ASCC, and the lack of transparency and non-existent rules that have stopped students from implementing live performances and other activities. Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
With claims from students of frequent absences and a lack of transparency and advising, ACC Director of Student Activities Holly Bogdanovich is being placed under the magnifying glass by members of the Cerritos College student government. ASCC President Jasmine Ramirez issued an address during a meeting of the ASCC Senate on April 11th, stating the student government's concerns with Bogdanovich's performance. Ramirez explained the purpose of her address.
The purpose was to express concern to the senators on the issue that our director has not been here for 5 months and has failed to do their respective duties while they have been here. It has been very hard for us to fulfill our duties without the proper guidance from the director, which is necessary. And we feel that even when she is here, it is not in the best interest of the student body.
ASCC Vice President Julian Del Real Calleros elaborated on Ramirez's claims of Bogdanovich's presence not benefiting students.
When we actually dig into our constitution and we find out a whole bunch of things that we were not allowed to do, but yet we could do based on the context of our constitution, and what's not mentioned in our constitution goes with what goes into Robert's Rules of Order or the Brown Act.
Ramirez continues to explain.
Our director failed to teach us and educate us in anything in regards to student government. We didn't know parliamentary procedures. We didn't know Brown Act. We were kept ignorant. It really was hard for us to be able to get anything done while she was here because it was a constant, we can't do this, we can't do that. And now we've come to realize that we can. And it's very unfortunate that we wasted a whole semester just because we were told that we couldn't, and it's not so.
She also mentioned that one of the concerns she had is about budget transparency. Ramirez requested information regarding expenses made on behalf of the ACC and did not receive it.
We did not know certain accounts that we had, and unfortunately that made it very difficult for us to be able to give transparency to our student body.
Bogdanovich recently returned from a 5-month medical leave, but according to Ramirez, continues to leave on certain days and not return for the remainder of the week. Student trustee Errol Hughes believes that this issue could have been approached in a more professional manner.
I do believe that when you do bring up issues, and especially when it's talking about someone's occupation, you should really make sure that the person is there so that they can vouch for themselves.
Okay, so do you believe that maybe the way they're going about the system, they're doing it incorrectly, or?
The thing is, they're trying to just come upon with fire and just blurt everything out to the public, which I think that there should be probably a meeting or mediation before that had happened. That way it doesn't look as bad, because if someone's just coming out and already voicing about somebody else's job that they may not know all the details because they haven't talked to the person exactly yet, maybe that might be the wrong thing because you don't know the full story. And the thing is, when you look at situations like this right now, you have to look at both sides and you have to come to a compromise and understand that. And I think that either groups or either individuals need to talk to each other, because there's a lot of misunderstandings, there's a lot of misinterpretation, there's a lot of things that were found out that were unknown, and questions need to be answered.
ASCC Court Justice David Kerr claims to remain impartial to the issue that is taking place, but believes that if necessary, rules and bylaws need to be enforced if there is indeed a violation.
There's always two sides to every story, and everybody has their, you know, opinions, but like I was saying, if she really needs to, she knows whether or not she really needs the time off. It's a doctor's excuse, always work. It'll get you out of, you know, some lectures, but you can't take that and say, sorry, I missed 3 tests because the doctor said I had to stay home. Well, what happens then? You fail the class, right? Those are the rules. There are rules you have to abide by.
Del Real Calleros hopes to see some clarity after this issue is over.
Personally, I feel that we can get a scene that either Ms. Bogdanovich could, our director could see that, you know what, maybe I need to change the way I conduct my work. Maybe I should change the way how my behavior towards student advocacy, or maybe this is not the line of work for her.
According to Del Real Calleros, it is up to the Senate to issue a vote of no confidence, at which point Ramirez can file a grievance on behalf of the student body. Del Real Calleros also said that the Senate can file a recommendation to the Cerritos College Board of Trustees to review Bogdanovich's contract with the college before it can be reviewed. Bogdanovich was unavailable for comment. For Talamar's Campus News Hour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.